This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. On today's show, we're looking at home ownership and what it means as a part of the American dream. There's probably no better way to do that than to go out and actually look at a house that's for sale. So we're in Eagle Rock, that's a neighborhood in LA, and we're looking at one single family home. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you Tracy?
I'm Tracy King with Telus Properties.
Hi, hey, I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Ooh, it smells so nice in here.
Cookies.
Does the cookie smell really work? People have that kind of, here I am in a place that smells like home.
It really does work.
It's amazing. It's so welcoming. So tell me about this house we're in.
This is a 1991 built, 3,700 square foot, four bedroom, four bath house. Three bedrooms upstairs, one bedroom downstairs. It has amazing views.
Yeah, we're looking out on sort of rolling hills, and you can see lots of greenery. It's really pretty.
I'd love to take you up to the master.
All right, let's do it. Oh, my goodness.
This is the master. Vaulted ceilings, great views, gas fireplace, and then the master bath, which is to die for. Heated floor tiles, fog-free shaving mirror in the shower. A Victoria and Albert Barcelona freestanding soaking tub with phenomenal views that's out to Mount Wilson. In the winter, you'll see snow-capped mountains out here.
And what's the asking price for a house like this?
This one's listed for $849,000. We came on the market on Sunday. We had our first open house Sunday, and we have three offers in hand.
Wow.
Yes, that's the kind of market we're in.
We've heard a lot of stories about people coming in with all cash offers on houses. What kind of offers are you seeing?
We're seeing mostly 20% down to 30 to 40% down. But in the last couple of years, an amazing number of the houses that I've sold have been for cash and in all price ranges. We'd sold one for, well, it was going to be for cash for $390. At the last minute, they got a loan. There's quite a bit of that going on. But we also sold another one in the spring for $920 cash.
Almost $1 million cash.
Yes, in Highland Park. A very cool house. And it was listed for $799. We had several offers.
So listed for $799, and somebody came in more than $100,000 over the price point.
Yes. We had several offers in the 800s right out of the box. And then when we gave the best and final counter offer, we ended up with three over 900.
Wow.
Yes.
And so, when people come through like that, are they prepared? I mean, are they sort of pre-approved and you know, ready for bear?
Yes. Yes. In today's market, you better be ready with your pre-approval, your credit reports, your proof of funds. And the ones who really do well now are the ones who have actual underwriting approval. So they're not pre-approved, they're actually approved. All they have to do is identify the property and get the appraisal done.
When someone comes into a house like this, what are you watching, you know, in their eyes to know, I got them, that's it?
Well, buyers don't want us to know that. So they work very hard at looking stern or bored. They don't want us to know how really in love they are until they write us the love letter when they send in the offer.
Love letter.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Buyers today will do photos with the kids, with the dog. Lovely, lovely. And lovely letters. This is who we are. This is why we love your house. This is what we want to do when we get here. This is how we see ourselves living here. Nice letters. I'm a little bit cynical. I think that same letter's probably been used on many properties until they actually get one. But buyers today, I mean, it's a grueling process. And they'll they'll think they're going to get a house at, you know, whatever price they're starting at, say $600,000, and they're thinking they'll look in the $600,000 range and they'll bid less, and they'll try, and then they'll lose out, and they'll lose out again. Some people we've talked to have made 20 offers. And then they'll get to the point where they're like, this is it. We're not going to go through this process anymore. Let's just kill it. And they offer as much as they possibly can, and they get the house.
What's the average time something stays on the market? I'm getting the sense that things move pretty quickly.
The average days on market for houses that sell is about 40 to 60. My average is less. My average is about almost half of that. Why?
Why?
Pricing strategy. Yeah, I like to price things so that we do get multiple offers. And that generally happens very quickly. So a well-priced property will be on the market at most 2 weeks.
You've been doing this a while.
24 years.
You know how to sell a house.
Thank you.
That's realtor Tracy King, and something we saw on the way out. Little water bottles branded with the photo of the house, the address, and a few selling points, like the avocado tree, and the balcony, and that view. Think of it as a realtor's equivalent of those love letters.